Me to Jeremiah 33 and verse number 3, and we'll get into the text tonight. We'll be as brief as the Lord will let us. I know we got a busy week this coming up week. You got a busy work week, got a lot going on, but we're going to share the gospel this evening a little bit. Let me tell you, went into revival last week. I don't want to harp on that, but I like revivals. I can't help it. I just like revival. I like to see when God moves. I don't like it to be a series of meetings that were just put on a piece of paper, and that's something you attend, and then that's not revival. I like it when the Holy Spirit moves in and it just stays for hours upon hours and days. Every day you just build, and you can feel that thing building up. And we come, we started Sunday night, Monday night. Well, I was with that church on Saturday. Saturday at ordination service, then Sunday night. Monday night, our folks showed up, man, and boo-koodles of folks, and I thank you so much. You was a blessing to me to look up and see you there. It's a blessing to me. Encouraged my heart, man, I'm telling you. And it rocked on there, and Tuesday night was the middle break. It was Tuesday night. We knew we had Wednesday and Thursday to go, and all day Tuesday I prayed and asked the Lord. I said, Lord, what would you have me to bring? And he laid a message on my heart that I had preached at many revivals, and it was resurrection power. And I said, Lord, I said, them folks has heard that message. They've heard it. They've heard it. They've heard it. And he said, and in my spirit, he spoke, yes, and they've heard Amazing Grace. But they keep singing it. He said, go preach it or I'll get somebody else to preach it. That night, we preached on the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what it'll do in a person's life. And I'm telling you what, God answered a lot of prayers that night in my own personal life and in some folks' life there. But tonight, I just want to speak for a few moments on pick up the phone. Just pick up the phone. If the phone's ringing, pick it up. Amen? If you want to talk to somebody, pick it up. Just pick up the phone. It'll work. All you got to do is pick it up, dial it, call it up, God's going to answer. Amen? Jeremiah 33:3, and this is just one verse that's on my heart. And I've seen this numerous times in my life, numerous times that God has answered when I called upon Him, numerous times. Jeremiah 33:3, when you find your place, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Jeremiah 33:3, pick up the phone. The Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, there's prayer requests all over the room tonight. I pray for Brother Teddy as he goes Tuesday, Father, for his heart cath. I pray for Amy and them tonight as they fly in. I pray for the children that is of this church that have went wayward. Lord, their parents still attend here, and Lord, they need a touch from heaven. Lord, I pray you bless them. I pray you bless the families that was lifted up tonight. Lord, I'm asking you to touch in a mighty way. Lord, we pray for Jay still. Lord God, that you continue to get him better, to continue to raise him up, Father. Lord, I pray for the ones that are sin sick that needs a touch from heaven. Lord, I pray you'd reach down in a mighty way. Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for what you're going to do in here tonight. I thank you that whoever needs to answer prayer tonight, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call heaven. Father, you're always on the throne and you're always ready to answer. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask you to guard my throat and my thoughts. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, pick up the phone here in Jeremiah 33:3. God is telling Jeremiah here just pick up the phone or call unto him. If you're needing God, you're going to have to pick up that spiritual phone and call on him. You're going to have to pick it up and get in tune with God and call him and what he does. Look what the Bible says here in the first phrase he says in 33:3. He says, call unto me. To call unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that would be that we must pray, that we must reach up, we must call up the Maker, the one that formed everything and that established everything. We call him. He said, call unto me. And tonight, as we get to that place in our life and we see things going on, and darker that it's getting, the more we need to call on God, the more we need to call on him as a church, the more we need to call on him as our Christians tonight. But I want you to know something tonight. When he says, call unto me, we don't call unto him as being his servant. servant. We call unto him as being his child tonight. If you'll look with me, hold your place, because that's what we're going to preach on. But if you'll turn with me to Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1 tonight, and we want to look here at calling on the Lord tonight. You know, in Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1 here, as we get here tonight and we see what the Lord is telling his disciples, you know, this here, this is not the Lord's Prayer. This is the model of prayer. Lord's Prayer is found in John chapter number 17, but this is not the Lord's Prayer. This is just a model prayer. And when people say them at ball games and at all kind of things, they're not saying the Lord's Prayer. They're just saying a model prayer. The Lord's Prayer, like I said, is found in John 17, but here is we come the model prayer, and it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place. So if I'm going to call on God, I realize that there's times I got to get to a certain place in my life where nobody's around. It is a quiet place and a place that I can get. And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place when he seized one of his disciples, said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And when he said that, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. When they was talking to Jesus, they was talking to him as they was his servants. But look what Jesus said. He said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven. That's the model that we go by. And you know, when they asked him, they was asking him as a servant attitude unto him. But he said, when you go to the Father in prayer, you go to him as a child. Amen. You go to him begging and asking him to move on your life tonight. And I don't know a father one that would go, that a child would go to his father and that father would not answer. There's been times servants go and he may not answer. But I want you to know tonight, there's not been a time that that child doesn't go to that father. He calls on that father and that father doesn't meet that need. That's what a good father is. That's what a good shepherd is. That's what a great shepherd is, when you call on him. When you go to the prayer and you pick up the phone and you start calling God, make sure when you reverence him, you make sure that he is your Father which is in heaven. Hey, I want you to know, as all the kids that are in this room and around this place, when my daughter calls out, Daddy, I want you to know there's kids in here can say Daddy, and it don't get my attention. I hear the word Daddy, but I can hear her say Daddy, and it ain't but a minute I'm ready to pop up and see what she's got to say. Brother Chad, you got three kids. Can I get an amen? And I guarantee you all three of them are special to you in a mighty way, and all three of them touch your heart in a different way. But I guarantee you tonight, you can understand every one of them's voice in a different manner. Every one of them, when they call on Daddy, they don't call you Chad, they don't call you Papa, they call you a Daddy. When they call on you, they call you Father when they need something. And at that moment in your life, you know that it's, if it's Caleb, if it's Chadley, or if it's Calista, you know which one it is. You don't get off kilter or who is this. You know your child when they call on you. And tonight, number one, in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me. He said, if you'll pray, I will answer thee. Look at the promise. Not only do we see the prayer if you call on him, but look at his promise that he has in this text tonight. He said, call unto me. That is the prayer that we have. He said, call unto me, and he said, I will answer thee. Ain't you glad when you call on him, he answers? Amen. Ain't you glad when you got loved ones that need to be saved and you call on him, he answers it and he saves their souls? Ain't you glad of that tonight? He said, if you'll call on me, if you'll pray, I promise I will answer thee. He answers every time. Let me give you this. God's never too busy to answer your call. God's never too busy. He's there. You're never not important to him. You're always important to him. He said, if you'll call on me, I will answer thee. God's never too busy. I got a few more things that I hit on all the time, and man, I got a hold of this and I love it. God's never too late. Amen. He is never too late when you call on him. He is never too late. Can I say to you tonight, and I love this statement that I make a lot of times, God never will lie. If you call on him, he's going to answer. God never will lose. When you call on him, his promises are true tonight. When you call on his name, that promise is true. And God never will leave you. He said that if you'll call on me, I will answer you. He'll answer you every single time in your life when you call on him, when you reverence his name. He'll answer you every single time. We see number one, he says, if you call unto me, if you pray, I promise I will answer you. I want you to think right now how many times that you've called on God and he's answered. You knew that if he didn't answer, it was over with. You knew if he didn't answer, it was going to be a mess. You knew if he didn't answer, everything was going to get chaotic and get out of sort. But when you called on him, what did he do? He was faithful to answer you every single time. Let me show you something else that he does here. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee. He said, if you'll pick up the phone and call, I'm going to answer you. Ain't you glad of that? But ain't you glad of this? And he said, and I will show thee great and mighty things. He said, I'm going to show you some things when you call on me, it's going to blow your mind. I'm going to show you things that's going to set things that you've never had a clue. I thought about some of them things that he said he would do. And look with me in Jeremiah 33:11 tonight. That if you call on him tonight, if you call on him tonight, here's some things that he said you're going to hear when you call on him. Have you ever picked up the phone and it wasn't good on the other end? You picked up the phone and you said hello. They didn't say who it was or nothing. They just started to let you have it. Out of both barrels. I'll never forget when I was supposed to call David Barnes when I went to be the trying to come to be the pastor of the church. And he had a voicemail that was, when you heard it, it was a smart aleck. It was. David, am I lying? It didn't mean to be, but it was. It ring, 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 ring. And it said, hello, this is David. I said, hey, David, this is Brother BJ. I can't talk right now. Bye. I told Brandy, I said, did the Lord give you that number at work? She said, yeah. I said, he's a smart aleck. I don't want to be his pastor. She said, what is it? I said, hang on. I dialed that number back up. I think it's 712-7481. Is that close? I dialed that baby back up. And I said, here. And he said, hello, this is David. She said, David, BJ's trying to get to, and hey, I can't come to the phone right now. Bye. Click. She said, boy, he is short, ain't he? I said, I told you, he must have something going on that we don't know about. He must have something going on. Come to find out, it was a recording. It was a recording. I wasn't getting him live. I wasn't getting him directly. I wasn't get tuned into him. It was a recording. His aunt even called him out on the recording, I believe. So tonight, what I'm trying to say is, when you call God, here's the kind of answer you're going to get. Here's what you should expect when you get real with God and you pray and His promise comes. Here's what you ought to be. He said, I'm going to show you great and mighty things. Here's His power. Look in verse number 11. The voice of joy. He said, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom. You're going to get it when you call. He's going to be there. And the voice of the bride, the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as the first, saith the Lord. He said, you're going to hear things of joy, things of gladness, and things of peace in your life. He said, I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you did not know. Let me give you some people in the Bible that when he called on the Lord, he called on the Lord some things they did not know. Can I say to you that Moses, when he called on the Lord, he seen a burning bush. When Moses finally got to the place that he called on the Lord answered him and he showed him a great thing. He showed him that burning bush. Can I say to you, Noah, you know what he found out? You know what he seen when he got real with God and God got real with him? He seen an ark of safety. He sees a safety in his life. There was one door going in. There was one door coming out. There was no more. That ark had one door, only one way in. That's a picture of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the door. He is the only door. That it had three levels. That shows the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what that ark had. And he found that in Christ Jesus. I see he'll show you great and mighty things. He showed Moses. He showed Noah. He showed David when he defeated Goliath. Man, I'm telling you, when he went to defeat Goliath, he didn't have the power, but God had the power. And I always go back to this. I think about the woman with the blood issue. When she finally got to that place and she called on the Lord and he said, I'm going to show you some great and mighty things. And she was just like a leper. She had to holler, unclean, unclean. She had been dealing with this for 12 years, and she'd had to holler, unclean, unclean. Don't come around me. I'm unclean. I'm unclean. I'm unclean. I'm unclean. But finally, when she touched him, it dried up. That faith, that belief, when she called on the name of the Lord, instantly it dried up. That's what faith does. It instantly gets what we need when we call on the name of the Lord. I ask you tonight, what's been something great and mighty he's done in your life that only you know about? Something great and mighty, when you called on him, you went in prayer. And he met you right there with that promise and his power come down in your life. Let me show you something else here in Jeremiah 33:3. I see number one, if you call on him, if you pray, he'll answer you. That's a promise tonight. I see tonight he's going to show you some great and mighty things. That's his power. That's what he does. I serve a God that'll blow your mind. Man, I serve a God. Listen to me, I'm talking about a blow your mind. You say, well, he ain't blow mine. You ain't tried him real good yet. Boys, I'm telling you, I've seen him move mountains in my life. I've seen him obstacles that's come up that I've just prayed and said, God, I don't understand. I don't know why, but I trust you. That's all I know. I don't know how you're going to fix it, but I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my trust in you. I'm going to put my faith in you. I'm going to call on you when I know what to do. I'm going to call on you when I don't know what to do. I'm going to let you answer me when I know what to do. I'm going to let you answer me when I don't know what to do. And I'm going to let you show me some things when I know what to do and when I don't know what to do. Because of this, look at the end of verse number 3. He's going to show you some things which thou knowest not. There's some things in here you don't know, and there's some things in here I don't know. But I know this, if I call on him, he'll show me things in my life. Let me say this, sometimes he showed me things I don't want to see. Now that hurts. When he takes that veil and you've been praying for something and praying for it and praying for it, and you say, Lord, I don't know why it ain't broke through yet. Whatever it is, show me. And he says, okay, here you go. Here's your problem. And he pulls that old veil back and you see, and you say, uh-oh. He said, I told you I was going to show you something that you didn't know. I wonder how many times people in here that he showed you stuff in your life that you didn't even know was there, and he pulled the veil back and he said, here it is. You want to know why I ain't opened the windows of heaven yet? You want to know why I ain't poured it out on you and your family yet? You want to know why you don't? Here it is right here. Let me pull this back and show you. Let me show you exactly what's going on. You say, he don't, oh man, he don't. Oh yes, he does. That's what prayer does. Prayer reveals things in my life, your life, people around us, in our lives. Prayer reveals things in our life. It shows things. That's why people don't pray like they should. Because when you pray, you fix and find something out you may not have wanted to know. And see, if we play ignorant to it, we feel like we're okay about it. He said there was a time he winked at ignorance, but no more. Now he commandeth men everywhere to repent. So when I get in that word, and he says, I'm going to show you things that you had no clue about, things that you had no clue that's going to blow your mind. Let me show you something tonight in this text that I've seen. He said, I'm going to show you some things that's going to blow your mind. Let me show you this. He says, which thou knowest not. Number one, his provision. We see not only when we pray, we get his promise, we get his power, but we get his provision, his protection. Here it is. God's going to handle it. I was sitting in the nursery a while ago, and I don't know what they've done in WMU tonight, but they need to cut that thing 30 minutes short or send my wife out 30 minutes early. Them women was an hour and 15 minutes. I've been back there with that boy for an hour and 15 minutes in the nursery playing. I said, my goodness, what they doing in there. I know they done drunk coffee. I smelled it. But let me tell you what I wrote down. It's on my paper. Turn with me if you will. I'm just kidding about WMU. I'm just kidding. And when y'all kid me about long-winded, I know you just kidding. Preach, preacher! Turn with me to Luke, chapter number 1, and verse number 37. It touched one person in this room right now, I guarantee you, because when you spoke it, Brother Eric, it touched me. Didn't have nothing down. That was not down when I come in. I sat in there and listened to him play, got my Bible out, and I just turned over and wrote down Luke 1:37. Brother Eric gets up tonight, and he said, I ain't got but one scripture. It's real short, but I'm going to give it to you. He said, oh, it's just a coincidence. Oh, no. Not out of 66 books, it ain't a coincidence. Amen? Now we turn to the same book, same chapter, same verse, and read the same word from the same pulpit, the same night, and within the same hour. That's God. Luke 1:37, you say, oh, preacher, it's just coincidence. No. See, that's where you mess up. That's where your faith don't release. When everything's a coincidence, or it just so happens, that's where your faith don't. Look here. Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's that which you did not know. God's going to handle it. God's going to make the way when it's impossible. And God's going to line it up when there is no possible way. If you will call on him, he will answer you. When you call on him, he will answer you. Go back to the text. He says, call unto me, I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm going to give you this. And I said this the other night. It may have been on a Wednesday night. I can't remember. Jeremiah 33:3 has been sticking in my heart a lot. A lot. He says, call unto me. And I got thinking, Lord, I'm doing the best I can, calling all I can. And then he just started showing me how many calls I receive in a day. How many calls I make in a day. How many texts I receive in a day. How many texts, Brother Kevin, how many calls you get at your bunch, ain't it? Bunch. Brother Brett, you and Sister Shannon, a doctor, if y'all had your own personal phone at work and you had to answer it that way, could you ever get anybody doctored? You had to hire somebody to do what? Answer the phone. You had to hire somebody just to answer the phone. No, okay. Brother Kevin, he's honest. Hey, he's honest. That's where he gets his break. So what I'm trying to say is all the calls that come in, God ain't had to answer call. He has not had to hire nobody. He said, call unto me. Can you imagine all that goes up to him every single day? And he doesn't get it messed up. He don't send you one thing that was supposed to be mine, and he don't send it to you. He don't heal one thing on your body that was supposed to be healed on mine. No. That's how big a God we serve. That's how big a God. He don't mess it up. You say, well, he's late. No, he ain't late. Boy, he really needs. No, he don't. He's doing exactly what he needs to do. He said, if you'll call on me, I'm going to answer you. And I'm going to show you some great and mighty things that you did not know. As I studied that and I thought about that, I keep thinking about how many times in my life he has showed me things that I did not know, and they were so mighty. If I'd have known them just a couple years back, I wouldn't have made the mistakes that I made then. But you know what he did? There's sometimes he lets me walk. He lets me walk that I may have more faith in him. Let him use me in a different way. Tonight, if I can give you anything this week, call on the Lord and he will answer you. Call on him. Call on him. There's not a person in this room that calls on the Lord that he don't answer. He answers every single time. Let me tell you what my daughter does. She texts everybody but her daddy. She's pretty persistent too. And she'll call my phone. And if I'm busy, I don't answer it. And she'll call it back. I won't answer it. She'll call that thing literally 25 times in a row. I don't know how she does it so quick. Ring, I afford it. Ring, I afford it. Ring, I afford it. She just keeps doing it. Finally, you know what I do? Hello? I wish my heart and my prayer was that consistent to God. That when he didn't answer when I thought he should, I didn't let up, but I kept answering. This morning in the book of Daniel in Sunday school with the kids, here's what it said. It said that Daniel, he prayed and he fasted for 21 days and the angel finally showed up. I asked the kids this morning, what about if he'd have quit on day 15? Would the angel still have come? Would the power of God still been there? Would his promise still come? Would it still been there? But he didn't give up. He kept praying and he prayed on through. If I give you anything tonight as your pastor, keep praying and pray on through. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for this time we get to come and to share a portion of your word. Lord, it says, call on you. Father, I thank you that we can come in this place. We can call on you every hour of the day. Lord God, you hear us. But not only do you hear us, Father, but you answer them prayers in your time. And Lord, you want to hear from your children, and I know that, and I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I pray right now, whoever's got a heavy burden or a heavy heart tonight, and they just keep praying. They keep staying right where you'd have them to be, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd be with us as a church. You keep strengthening us. You keep growing us. You keep doing a work in our lives, Lord God, that we'd be a light on a hill that for all to see, Father. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it.